الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed man on this earth, and each human being, every person will have certain necessities and certain needs. The greatest need of man is the need for hidayat and guidance. More than a human being needs food, more than he needs water, more than he needs oxygen, he needs air to breathe, he needs hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine guidance at every facet of his life, every moment of his life, every juncture of his life, every decision he makes, he needs to make the right decision. He needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. Often a person will make a decision now, but several years down the line, he will see the consequences of his decision. You may not see immediately that you have made a wrong decision. To you, you may think to yourself, I have made the right decision. But several years later, you will then understand that this certain move I made or this thing I did, I made the wrong decision. Sometimes Allah protect, maybe not in this dunya, but in the akhirat, when your eyes closes and the reality of the akhirat dawns over us, then we will realize that we have made a serious mistake and a serious blunder, and there's no coming back now to rectify and change that. So that is why at every given moment we need hidayat and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything we do. Even the company we keep, people who we associate ourselves with, people who we will align ourselves with, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hidayat and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the right decision. That is why every day in salah, no matter what your age may be, how old you may be, or how knowledgeable you may be, every day in salah, we are making dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, over and over again. From the time the child is 6, 7 years, starts reading namaz, right till 70, 80, whatever the age be, whatever the lifespan be, every namaz you're asking Allah Ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala, you keep us on the straight path. You guide us. And remember, when we read this dua, it must not just be a repetition of words. It must not just be ritualistic. We're only reading it because we have to read it. But we're reading it with that deep concern in our hearts, in our minds, Allah Ta'ala, you give us hidayat. At that time, as though we're begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're pleading from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every move in my life, every decision I make, every statement I make, everything I do, Allah Ta'ala, you keep me on the straight path. You give me hidayat. So this is a very, very powerful dua, which many of us, all of us perhaps are reading it, but are we reading it in the manner we ought to read it? Are we reading it like a dua where we are pleading and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Perhaps because we do not understand how important this hidayat is in our lives. It's the most important thing for us to make the right decisions in order for us to be successful in this dunya, in the qabr and the akhirat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya with a lot of system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya as a place as this cause and effect. And Allah created the means for everything. So for hidayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created two means. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed two means and two mediums, which we always need to keep in our minds. These two things are very, very important. The first thing is what we will call Kitabullah, and the second is Rijalullah. One is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second is the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a Quran, a kitab down, then with the kitab, Allah also sent a Nabi. Because the kitab could not be understood independently. A person on his own cannot understand the book. So the Nabi came in order to explain the kitab. So there's no misinterpretation. There's no confusion. You're understanding everything correctly. You're keeping everything in its correct perspective. So this is the Kitabullah and the Rijalullah. These are the two means for hidayat in this dunya. And if you look in Suratul Fatiha, and then few verses after that in Suratul Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this. First in Suratul Fatiha, Allah ta'ala is commanding us to make the dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, what is the sirat al-mustaqim? What is the straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. This is the path of your favored selected servants. Which in another part of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala explains, Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Salihin. This is the path. This is the Rijalullah. These are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got to walk behind these people. You got to hold firm onto them. You got to hold onto their hands. You got to consult with them, ask from them, and make mashwara, so that you will get direction, especially in this era of fitna and fasad. So the Kitabullah, the Rijalullah, then the Kitabullah, the beginning of Suratul Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That book, that Quran Sharif, there's no doubt in it at all. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a hidayat, this is a guidance for those people who want to tread the road of taqwa. Those people who want to make the right decisions. Those people who want to save themselves from Jahannam. They want to go to Jannat. This kitab is the book of guidance for them. So these two aspects are very, very important in every decision we make. The Kitabullah and the Rijalullah. What does the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the Quran Sharif saying? We have to hold firm to the Quran Sharif. On one occasion, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, satakunu fitan, that there will be fitnas. This ummah is going to go through many different challenges, trials and fitnas. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mal makhraju anha ya Jibreel. O Jibreel, tell me, what is the way out of these fitnas? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kitabullah, the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is a protection. The Quran Sharif is a fort. The Quran Sharif has got everything in it. It's got barakah. It's got nur. It's got hidayat. It's got direction. It's got rahmat, the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Sharif has also got shifa in it. Person looking for shifa, whether it's a spiritual ailment, whether it's a physical ailment. The Quran Sharif has got everything in it, but we have to hold firm to the Quran Sharif. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِي We need to recite the Quran Sharif in the manner that it ought to be recited. First of all, we got to perfect our recitation. Are we reading correctly or are we reading incorrectly? How is our tajweed? How is our pronunciation? It is never too late to learn. Remember, a person can be in his old age also. It's never too late to learn. There's always room for improvement. As a mu'min and a believer, we should always look at things that will improve us, that will make us better, that will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never feel shy or never be proud. Where there's something for us to learn, we must learn. Where we can benefit, we must benefit. So we have to learn how to recite the Quran Sharif properly. And often you'll find in a masjid, if the imam is not there, and there are no ulama, no scholars that are there, then there are very few people that can go forward and take the musalla. Because the Quran Sharif, we have not perfected the recitation. We have not worked on the Quran. So we have to perfect the recitation. Then when we read the Quran, we need to read it with the utmost respect. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read it with humility. Read it with respect. Read it with love. This is the Quran Sharif. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not fit to even read this. This dirty, filthy tongue of mine is not even fit to recite the verses of the Quran. So read it with respect. Then try to learn the meaning of the Quran and ponder over the meaning of the Quran Sharif. What is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We're reciting Suratul Fatiha. Are we pondering over the recitation when we're reading every day? We're reading Suratul Ikhlas. Are we pondering over, let's try and ponder over the recitation. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak liyadabbaru ayatihi. One of the rites of the Quran is that we ponder over the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Now, unfortunately, we have got time to do everything else. But how much of time do we dedicate to the Quran Sharif? To learning the Quran, to understanding the Quran, to reciting the Quran, to teaching the Quran to our children. Then the Quran Sharif, we have to practice on it. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared to be halal, we have to regard that to be halal. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared to be haram, we have to regard that to be haram. So we got to practice on the Quran Sharif. So this Kitabullah, this Quran Sharif has got the solution to the problems of the world within it. If we only understand it and we only take it seriously and we hold firm to it, as we ought to hold on to it. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, there's a lengthy poetry of his, which he says, regarding the Quran Sharif, wherein he says, "Iza'tallat abdanuna dawaynaha bil-Quran." When we feel sick, then we treat ourselves with the Quran Sharif. And he also mentioned his incident, that he was in Makkah Mukarramah once, and he got sick, and there were no doctors available. So he took Zamzam water and he read Surah Fatiha over the Zamzam water and he repeated Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in few times. And then he drank the Zamzam water. He says, through the barakat of that, Allah gave me shifa. And on numerous occasions, when I got sick, I used the same thing. Look at that level of yaqeen. So he said, إِذَا أَتَلَّتْ أَبْدَانُنَا دَاوِيْنَاهَا بِالْقُرْآنِ وَإِذَا مَرِضَتْ نُفُوسُنَا عَلَجْنَاهَا بِالْقُرْآنِ. When we get sick, you know, we're feeling like weakness, we're feeling sickness within ourselves, then we treat ourselves again with the Quran Sharif. وَإِذَا زَلَّتْ أَخْلَاقُنَا. When we find our character is going off track, now we're not maintaining good character, we are losing our composure, we're getting angry, then again, قُوَّمْنَاهَا بِالْقُرْآنِ. We straighten our character with the Quran Sharif. So immediately they start reciting ayats of the Quran Sharif that are speaking about whatever the weakness be, and they recite it over and over. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me. وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah is praising those people who suppress their anger. They forgive people. And they carry on reciting these ayats. And then they find that gradually now, they're controlling the anger now. Now they're overlooking the faults of people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise the person who is controlling his anger. So when the character also went offline, then they straighten that with the Quran Sharif. وَإِذَا وَهَنَتْ عَزَائِمُنَا قَوَيْنَاهَا بِالْقُرْآنِ. And when our determination became weak, sometimes you determine, you want to do something, you have to do something, you know you have to do it, but then you start feeling weak. Now you start losing hope. You lose courage. Then again, we strengthen our determination to the Quran Sharif. So we have to build up this affiliation and this link with the Quran Sharif. This bond with the Quran. Remember, a person who built up his bond with the Quran, he'll never feel bored in this world. You never. A lot of times you see people bored. I don't know what to do, Maulana. Tired now. I'm bored. That is because we have not built up the affiliation with the Quran. Because if you built up that affiliation with the Quran, then you'll be talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like people are talking to their friends. People are talking to their relatives. They're talking to different sorts of creation. Different sorts of people they are speaking to. Now we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we build that affinity and we build that link with the Quran Sharif. So this is the first means of hidayat, the Quran Sharif. And the second means is Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in this dunya, there are two groups of people. Hizbullah and Hizbul Shaitan. There's the group of Allah and the group of Shaitan. It is now our choice to affiliate ourselves to whom we want to affiliate ourselves. You can affiliate yourself to whoever you want to. As I mentioned, you may not see the consequences right now, but the consequences will come eventually, ultimately. As someone said very beautifully, you are free to choose, but you're not free from the consequences of your choice. You can choose now. Wait, who are you, Maulana? Why are you telling me how to live? You pay my rent. No one can force you how you want to live. You can live, but your choice will have consequences. And those consequences can be very, very disastrous. There can be devastating consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us. Allah, protect our children. We don't want to see the wrong consequences. But this company, this companionship is so important. The Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them lead the way. Let them give us direction. Why? Because their hearts are illuminated. These people have got that knowledge. They have also got that divine assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can see things we cannot see. Often we cannot see things. To us, both the things are looking the same. But an expert in a field, like you take a fake note, and you take a genuine note, and a person who doesn't know about notes, he'll tell you both these notes are same. $100, this is $100, both are same. You take a coin that is not pure gold. It's got some alloy in it. It's got some other metal in it. And a pure gold coin. A normal layman cannot make the difference. But the expert in the field immediately will tell you, no, this is fake and this is genuine. So this is something that is, it's common sense. We understand in every field, they are experts. So when it comes to deen, when it's the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are experts. These are the Rijalullah. These are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, he speaks about Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لِيتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. It will be too late. He had the option of joining Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he joined the kuffar. He joined the leaders of his clan. So he will say on the day of Qiyamah, يَا لِيتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. If I just took a part with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I just followed him, I stayed with him, and I didn't take this other wrong company, I did not follow them, I did not affiliate myself to them. Remember this Hizbullah, this is one vehicle that is going towards Jannat. This vehicle is going towards Jannat. This is the train that is going towards Jannat. Now you got a choice. Either you're going to jump on this train, or you're going to go on the train that is going towards Jahannam. Like one person once he told me, who sat in Itikaf for a few days, he told me, Maulana, I realize now, I was on the 666 train. And now, I need to join the 786 train. Indirectly, he's telling me that was a Satanism train now. That was a train of Shaitan. That vehicle was going towards Jahannam. Even though, remember, we may not be able to reach the ranks of these pious people, but minimum requirement, uhibbu salihin, walastu minhum. I love pious people, even though I may not be among them. La'allallaha yarzuquni salaha. perhaps one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also grant me piety. I may be on, you know, the last class of this chain, the lowest class of this chain. I may not be in the business class, or I may not be in the first class. But then too, if I can mount on this chain, and I can get on this chain, and I can affiliate myself to this group of people, the Hizbullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, I know that I'm moving towards Jannat. Ultimately, I will be with these people. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect me with this people. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be with those who you love. If you love some actor, or you love some sports star, or some influential person, you'll find that on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be with that person. But if you loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love Sahaba, you love awliya, you love pious ulama, then inshallah on the day of Qiyamah we will be with this group of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim, on the straight path, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always allow us to make the right decisions that will bring us goodness in the world and goodness in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana.